Come on, do we have to go camping in Blackwoods in Tennessee? I mean, there could be zombies and ghosts and ghouls and things. It's a different state, for crying out loud.
Eric whined. You gotta be kidding me, right?
Bob responded. He was carrying both Eric's and his own bag.
Man, you're seriously wimpy.
Eric had no choice but to go camping. He was fidgeting the whole way there, and Bob didn't like any of it. When they finally arrived, the two brothers found themselves standing in front of an old sawdust shack with a musty odor.
Home sweet home,
Bob sighed. He was dressed in ripped jeans, a belt, and a ripped shirt with the words tough guy on them.
Yeah, to you,
Eric replied. The two brothers got unpacked once in the old shack.
Hey,
Bob pleaded to Eric.
I'm going to clean this place up, so go and take a walk so you're not in my face and whining to me.
But it's really scary. Look at those woods. Don't you think they at least look creepy?
Eric questioned, and it was true. The woods seemed to have a dreamy look to it. That, and almost evil-looking. It seemed as if the woods were possessed by an evil force. The woods seemed to say, hello, come in and die. It was windy and cold, too, and that made Eric more frightened because he's wimpy. Unfortunately for Eric, Bob didn't see those woods at all.
What are you talking about? I don't see anything. Anyways, just go. It's not that bad.
Bob argued.
How do you not see that? They look diabolical!
Eric didn't want to argue, so he set off on an adventure through the woods, closing the door behind him. When he finally reached the end, he found himself on farmland. His head swiveled from left to right. Then he saw it. It was one of the most frightening scarecrows you could imagine. It had a normal scarecrow body, well, almost. One hand had sharp and long claws on it, and the other held a shiny, gleaming machete. His head was a jack-o'-lantern that had the most creepiest and malicious smile you could think of. It was definitely not a pretty sight.
Whoa! Okay, I'm out of here!
Eric squealed. He kept on running and didn't look back. Soon, Eric came to a stop. On his way back home, he decided to sneak a glance at the scarecrow. He slowly turned his head around to see, but when he came to the spot where he thought the scarecrow was, it wasn't there. Eric whipped his head around, but the scarecrow was still nowhere to be seen. It was gone.
Maybe the owner of it took it in. Yeah,
Eric convinced himself.
He took a step, then two. But then his feet became super glued again. On the ground, Eric noticed footprints. They were not his, and they were leading right to the dusty old shack. What set Eric over the edge was that he noticed some pieces of straw that you would find on a scarecrow near the footprints. The scarecrow was heading to their shack.
Suddenly, back at the shack, Bob heard a slow, creaking noise coming from the door.
Eric, is that you? Come on, buddy, I got some food.
Bob yelled.
I also need some help unpacking the camping supplies.
Suddenly, he heard footsteps. He turned around.
Hey, who the heck are you?
Eric breathed heavily, his feet pounding as he ran to his temporary house. He had to warn Bob. Eric didn't care. Bob didn't believe him. He had to take that chance. He ran and ran, hoping he could make it on time before the scarecrow did. A scream stopped him in his tracks. The shack loomed in clear view, but the door was wide open. He was too late.
I thought I closed that.
Eric thought as he crept toward the house. As he entered the shack, a creepy laugh filled the house. Eric looked wildly around, and then he saw it again. The scarecrow's head was now lit up, and it was wet laughing wildly. It stabbed with its machete. Eric felt a searing pain in his chest. At last, he screamed, fell, and died.
Now, no one camps in the Black Woods anymore. Rumors are that the ferocious scarecrow still haunts the place. No one knows for sure, and no one will ever check to see if it's true.